This week, some friends visited me who had been to the Festival of Faiths in Louisville, Kentucky. And the one thing that really made an impression on them was the Zulu greeting, Sawubona. And the story they shared was that of the young man who had come home as a child to his dad to say, "Dad, Dad, I've learned a new greeting." And his dad was so busy that he couldn't stop or pay attention, and he was just going on about what he was doing. But his son had just gotten home from school, and he was all excited. And he said, "Dad, Dad, I want to tell you this new greeting. Do you know what Sawubona means?" And his dad just kept on working. And finally, the son came up and took his dad's face in his hands, and he goes, "Dad, Sawubona, I see you." And the father said it changed the way he related to his son from that point forward. "I see you." Well, it turns out that Sawubona means, in Zulu, it means "we see you." So it actually has all the people around the greeting. It has the ancestors behind the eyes that see. It has the holiness, the divinity, all is in that. It's actually a commitment that says, "I see you, I connect with you, you are a part of my life and my world." So we really, in a real way, can't use that in a certain way without it kind of being a little bit of appropriation, you know, because we don't live that. But to just feel that, "Sawubona, I see you," rather than, "Hey, how are you? Don't really tell me, but I'm off about my business here, but I want to say that anyway," you know? "Sawubona, I see you." That really wasn't a part of this morning, but I just had to bring it in. Oh, the differences we make. It actually comes from the title of the Dr. Seuss book, "Oh, the Places You'll Go," because this is kind of our graduation ceremony, and if we had seniors, we give them this book, and then we all sign it, "Oh, the Places You'll Go." But before I get there, in this year's strategic, or last year's strategic planning report, I began my section entitled "Spiritual Growth, a Structured Approach" by referencing the writer, the teacher, the activist, and theologian Parker Palmer and his book. It's called "A Hidden Wholeness, The Journey Toward an Undivided Life, Welcoming the Soul and Weaving Community in a Wounded World." But the first and summary phrase in that book, "Weaving Community in a Wounded World," is from Thomas Merton. Oh, actually, and interestingly enough, his monastery, he's a monk from the Trappist Monastery in where? Louisville, Kentucky. So, how about that? It comes from Thomas Merton. He claimed that there is in all things a hidden wholeness, the integrity that comes from being who you are. Integrity, that place where the pieces fit together. I'm right. This is good. I'm whole. I remember it's become part of our family mythology, and I forgot to remind my brother, but when he was very little, a family friend, as family friends always do, they say, "What are you going to be when you grow up?" You know? So this family friend, Chan Hannon, said it to my brother Richard. He said, "Richard," and he was about that big, he said, "What are you going to be when you grow up?" And he said, "Why, Richard, a course." The integrity that comes from being who you are. More easily said than done. At graduation, it's about growing up. And we think about that, of the world and the possibilities opening before us. And we've been giving this book, "Oh, the Places You'll Go," to our graduates by Dr. Seuss. It was written in 1990. But I didn't realize the source of this. I just thought we always were. But I asked Vicki for a copy of it, and I thought she was going to give me one that is one that she hadn't given away, you know? But it says, to Bradley and Sean, those are Vicki's twins who are now grown men, happy third birthday, Linda and Fred Brown. So it's from that place. But I read it again, and I heard it as a grown-up with this sense of graduating every day, no matter our age or circumstance, graduating from today into the next moment or into the next day. And that helped me from the place where I was stuck. And it turns out that Dr. Seuss captures a lot of those moments. It's about going forth, but then also having things that make it really tough. I won't read the whole book at all, and I'll make this really short. But he says, congratulations, today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. We've been hearing that. Oh, what a beautiful morning, you know. Today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. Yeah, right. That's what growing up does to you, you know? But step back. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. Anyway, he says, you'll look up and down streets and maybe you won't find anything. In that case, of course, you'll head straight out of town. It's opener there in the wide open air. But here's what he said. There, things can happen. And when things start to happen, don't worry, don't stew. Just go right along. You'll start happening too. Don't fret or don't stew. Just go right along. You'll start happening too. Oh, the places you go. You'll be on your way up, bright balloons flying across the sky. You'll be the top. You'll be the best. You will top all the rest. And then he goes, except when you don't, because sometimes you won't. I'm sorry to say so, but sadly it's true that bang-ups and hang-ups can happen to you. You can get all hung up in a prickly perch and your gang will fly on. You'll be left in a lurch. You'll come down from the lurch with an unpleasant bump and the chances are then that you'll be in a slump. And when you're in a slump, you're not in for much fun. Unslumping yourself is not easily done. They're all balloons and everything. There's the slump. It's just all bleh, down. I was in the slump. And he says, when you're in the slump, you get into a place where you don't know what to do. Simply, it's go around back and sneak in from behind. He says, how much can you lose? How much can you win? And if you go in, should you turn left or right? Anyway, I'm afraid you'll find for a mind maker upper, it's difficult to make up his mind. You get so confused, you'll start into race down long wiggled roads at a breaknecking pace and grind on for miles across weirdish wild space, headed, I fear, toward a most useless place, the waiting place. The waiting place for people just waiting. And that doesn't mean not doing. That means stuck in the distractions, stuck in the waiting to go forward, to be more fully who you are. I said the waiting place. It's waiting for when I have time, waiting for when things are different. Then I'll be more fully who I am. Waiting for when I'm able to turn off the distractions or when I focus my interest. Just waiting for when I can get serious about what I want to be serious about. Waiting and waiting. The stuck place. And then he says, no, that's not for you. Somehow you'll escape. And he goes on, and it's all happy, and fame and everything is happening. And he says, the whole wide world watching you win, except when they don't, because sometimes they won't. I'm afraid that sometimes you'll play lonely games too. That's the lonely picture. You'll be lonely. They can scare you so much you won't want to go on. That's where I was. That's where I've been. That's where I've been stuck in different levels and different places in my life of things I want to do, I want to move on for, I want to make the difference, the places I'll go. But I'm in that waiting place. I'm stuck. And then when it gets dark, I get in that lonely place. As he says, all alone, where you, whether you like it or not, alone will be something you'll be quite a lot. But on you will go, though the weather be foul. And he just keeps going on and on you will hike. Step with care and great tact, and remember that life's a great balancing act. And will you succeed? Yes, you will indeed. 98.75% guaranteed. Of course, then he says, kid, you'll move mountains, and that's where you get stuck, is thinking you'll move mountains. But he says, so get on your way. The point of this, for me, the whole thing, was thinking about the waiting place, that place where we sit and say, I can't do it, where we despair and have the sense that we can't make a difference, so why do something? Why not just go enjoy ourselves, be entertained and distracted? I do that all the time. The waiting place. But we can make differences just by stepping out of that. As a congregation, the places we've gone, the differences we've made, at this time last year, we were celebrating what? The elevator. Now it's just we take it for granted. Why did we go to all that trouble for an elevator? Why? So that this congregation, this space could be inclusive, accessible to everyone, to practice inclusive love. We have solar panels on our roof. Why did we put those? Not just to reduce the electricity bill, but to show that we are a people of hope. We are a solar-powered people making a difference in the world. We have accessible bathrooms in the sense of we say, pick the bathroom that matches your gender identity. Did you see the cover of Time magazine? I just have to show you this. It's great. It's a toilet paper dispenser. Rainbow colors. Wouldn't it be great to have that in the bathroom? Anyway, we can go on, but take it one step at a time. Being who you are, knowing who you are, being open. One of the things we're doing is we've offered a course called Unitarian Universalism in Your Own Words. Don't focus on the ism. Talk about being able to speak about your spiritual orientation in your own words, not in my words, not in somebody else's words, but in your own words. Then you know yourself as who you are from the inside out, not from who you are not. And you get to be less critical, more inclusive, as Susan Holt talked about last week, a circle that invites others in because you know, in your own words, who you are and how to express that. One step at a time. Go right along. And Dr. Seuss says, this is the cool picture. And when things start to happen, don't worry, don't stew. Just go right along. Why? You'll start happening too. Step out of the waiting place and you'll start happening too. Oh, the differences you'll make. Congratulations, graduates. Everyone in this room is a graduate. This is the place where you'd throw your hats into the air and say, I've graduated. Think about doing that every day. Oh, the differences you'll make. The differences we make.